Ayo, 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 ayo. We're listening live. It's not live, but I don't care. We're listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. Because I can do it right. This is the Smart Gilas Filipinas podcast with myself, Ro Moran, right across me, sitting in the bed, half naked, wearing a kimono and boxers, with my hand on his hairy thigh, Raf Camus.
So this week we are without the eclectic, enigmatic,
bizarre Stan C. As you all know, as we mentioned last week, he is in Singapore along with friends of the podcast, Red Oliero and Hub Pacheco.
Watching WWE Live.
In Singapore. In Singapore. Singapore.
Singapore.
And because of that, we cannot be in the Mellow 94.7 studios tonight. So Camus and I are at his bedroom.
On his hand, bed.
On his bed with my hand on his thigh.
Just to give you ideas.
Creeping upward ever so slightly. And this guy was just about to delete that last last take. Don't you know the hashtag love wins?
Hashtag love wins. It's been a good week in wrestling for...
Has it, though?
No, for Darren Young.
Right.
For Darren Young, because, you know...
Now Darren Young and whoever else happens to be gay in...
In the United States of America.
In the pro wrestling industry. Not just the pro wrestling industry, but, well, anywhere. You are now...
Anywhere in the United States.
Hey, you're not allowed to be married. Huh?
Yeah. It's good for them. Good for them. Now, so, it's love not, wins. Yeah.
It's not just... It's no longer same-sex marriage. It's just marriage.
Yeah. As it should be.
As it should be.
As it should be. So, you know, if you guys have been paying attention...
Yes?
This trip to Singapore is a precursor to the biggest wrestling show of July.
Yeah. Well, what is the biggest wrestling show? Oh, the Beast in the
East. Beast in the East, which will be covered live on SmartHenry.com.
And speaking of live coverage, though, but we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We're getting ahead of ourselves because the event itself is taking
place. We have to talk about Singapore for a while now.
All right, let's talk about Singapore first before we get to Beast in the East.
Yeah, I guess that's still on. We're recording it Thursday, so it's a few days away, 2 days away.
From Beast in the East.
Yeah.
But right now, we are actually...
As we are recording now, Stan, Red, and Hub are currently watching the Singapore show. And it's almost done, I think.
Yeah, based on Instagram posts of our good friend.
Can you check Instagram?
Yes, I can. And right now...
So far, we've seen Care of Red's Instagram feed. We've seen that Neville and Finn Balor are on the show. But we also have a more detailed live report from Stan coming in on this episode. So we're on the main event.
Much later on. But Cena and Owens. Now Cena and Owens are going at it.
Hey, you lucky fuckers.
Oh,
you
God
lucky damn bastards.
And you know what? It's something to see. It's something to see wrestling live. And holy shit, Cesaro versus...
Versus who?
I can't see. I can't tell. Who's he swinging?
Red
Oliero. Red Oliero just posted that Cesaro is swinging someone.
Someone. As I was saying, we have a live report from Stan. As we speak.
No? As we speak.
Well, in this episode. In this episode. Because the magic of technology.
Magic of technology and wireless internet. So we do expect to hear from him very soon.
It should be the gist, kind of this week's episode, because as we gave him instructions to record a bit during the show itself, to take in the atmosphere and get it on the recording. Because we've never really done live commentary of a
show.
Yeah, and that's something we'd like to do.
Well, Dolph's fighting, so it looks like it might be Dolph Cesaro. Actually, tonight, based on the report, if we're judging by the posts that are coming out.
Right, so, yeah, again, as we were saying before, we went off into a tangent right there. Stan is going to give us a live report, maybe a snippet of commentary during the action itself. And then after that, he's going to give us a post-show breakdown, along with our friends Red and Hub.
Yep, and as we can expect, there will be eating chicken rice...
Hainanese?
No, chicken, not necessarily Hainanese, but they're gonna be eating the good food of Singapore.
I fucking hate Hainanese, though.
Ah, well, unfortunately, it looks really good, this show, and we'll be having a report for you coming up very soon.
Right, right. And speaking of, okay, now we can go to the Tokyo show, Beast in the East. For those who are listening, who want to get in on the action, we have a showing.
We have a showing. Live showing. Mm. Live showing at Skinny Mike's.
Yes.
Our good friend Kevin Davis from Skinny Mike's once again is hooking us up.
Yep.
Y'all SGP podcast listeners.
And one promo sa, ano, Saturday. 50 pesos all local beers, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and the show is actually advantageous to us because they're in Japan, so they start in Japan time, which is like an hour away from our time.
Which is not so bad. People who are asking,
because everyone's used to waking up early for a WWE show on that is broadcast. For everyone asking, the show starts 5:30 p.m. our time, so you got to be at Skinny Mike's in BGC, right next to Wilcon Home Depot.
Wilcon Home Depot.
You don't have to wake up early. For once, Americans feel our pain.
Yes, I mean, it's been a while since a Japan show has actually meant this much.
Yeah, I say, well, it's the first time they're actually broadcasting and televising a house show.
Yeah. From Japan.
It's a house show. That's why the card is kind of shitty. That's why Brock is going up against Kofi.
But you know what? I'm actually calling shenanigans for this match.
Why?
I don't think it's going to be straight up Kofi versus Brock. I feel that somewhere there...
Like, let's get into predictions right now.
Let's get into predictions. Because as of right now, the matches that we know are happening...
Yes.
Are as follows. We have, for the main events, Brock Lesnar versus Kofi Kingston.
That's... No, we assume the main event is Balor versus Owens for the NXT Championship. You mean, because as of now, it's the only male championship match.
Yeah,
that's going to be held. So we assume that that's going to be the main event. And my prediction, obviously, because it's just a house show, even though it's televised, Owens is going to take this and retain his championship.
My feeling is because I think that if it's ever going to happen, it's going to happen in Japan. I really think that Finn wins.
There's a small chance that it can happen, but it's at the end of the day, it's a house show, and you still have like your wala pa namang announced na ano, diba? Na susunod na NXT special.
Wala pa.
And maybe it is it.
Wala pa. No? Maybe this
okay,
is
homie,
it.
Okay, I'm swayed a bit, but anything can happen, I guess.
I really do think anything can happen. So, Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens, that's happening. Brock Lesnar versus Kofi Kingston.
Obviously.
Obviously, rest in peace, Kofi Kingston. But if the New Day is with him, if the New Day is
no,
with
doesn't
him,
mean
also traveling.
Yeah, doesn't mean they're going to beat Brock together.
But
you need to build Brock up for Seth.
But it would be amusing to see the New Day lose to Brock Lesnar.
Hmm. That's what they're here for.
That would be really fun to see. Now, the man, Chris Jericho.
Fuck Jericho.
The man from Fozzy is scheduled to face Neville in a match that I believe many would want to see.
Neville wins,
obviously.
Because Jericho's just here to put people over, which is fine.
Just
fuck Jericho.
But I do think that this is a good match for both men.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Good match for both men. I expect good showing from both. And you know what? If somebody is going to tear the house down, it's going to be Neville.
Yeah, so fuck Jericho. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Divas Championship match.
We have a Divas Championship match. On the line, Nikki Bella will be defending against Naomi and Paige.
Yep, and the woman we were supposed to have an interview with. And obviously, Nikki Bella is, you know, doing the whole record thing.
So she's holding this
one. Yeah, obviously.
Other matches on the card include John Cena and Dolph Ziggler versus Kane and King Barrett.
We told you it was a house show.
It's a house show. So the matchups don't always make sense. It's pretty much whose line is it anyway?
Mm.
Where the points don't matter unless there's a title switch.
Yeah.
We have the Lucha Dragons versus the rest of the New Day, which would be Big E Langston and
Xavier Woods.
And then we have Cesaro versus Diego in a match that I can only say Cesaro wins.
Yeah, it's about, like, when you think about it, do the heels ever win on a house show?
No.
No, diba?
I've never
seen a heel win a house show.
Because that's the point of house shows. They're supposed to make people happy.
Yeah, exactly. So, parang, there's not much point in trying to predict that one.
So, yeah.
Except for the NXT Championship match.
Yeah. So, what would it mean if the NXT Championship match closes one of the biggest WWE house shows of the year? What does that mean for the brand as a whole, Mr. Romeo?
I don't think they're main eventing because of the brand. I think they're main eventing because Japan is technically Finn Balor's hometown. That's why he's going on last. And I don't think it's an indictment, perhaps, of the NXT brand. So if it were, you would see more NXT matchups on the card.
Maybe some of them are wrestling dark matches.
I wouldn't think so, because we would have known. And yeah, everything is a dark match.
Everything is technically a dark match.
So happens that somebody had a bright idea of airing this on the network.
Well, of course. I mean, it's Japan.
Yes.
So, do we expect to see guestings from luminaries of New Japan to come out and watch the show?
Probably in the audience. Maybe backstage. Maybe in the front row. Would be great if the Bullet Club, came.
Good God.
After the match. Yeah.
Could you imagine the pop the Bullet Club would get if they came out for the Founders match?
After the match.
If he wins. Imagine if he wins.
There's probably going to be like a click-ish curtain call.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. I mean, imagine if the Bucks come out. And the Bucks are in Japan.
Everyone's in Japan.
The Bucks are in Japan this week.
They're in Japan?
They're in Japan. Bucks are in Japan this week.
The Gaijin's in Japan right now?
Yeah.
In this week?
I believe so. None of them are scheduled to be on Ring of Honor.
Okay.
None of them are scheduled to be on Ring of Honor. And I believe that Matt Jackson, if I'm not mistaken, tweeted out this week that they're on their way back to Japan.
They're probably going to watch the show.
Probably. So, do look out for that as a wild card prediction.
Right.
So we'll be taking a break first, and up next is our report from the man in Singapore. The man in Singapore. Red Oliero, Hub Pacheco, and Stanley C.
Yeah.
Boss Oak.
It's 11:48 p.m. We're stuck inside a mall. Mostly kasi di kami makalabas. Kasi walang masakyan. Wala rin kami makainan. So we had to settle for a 7-Eleven.
But as my towel says, never give up.
Yes. Sa akin ang mga tuwalya yan. Fine towels na $10 po tayo na.
Bro, paninindigan ko tong $10 towel ko.
It's You've been rationalizing nice. It for the last 6 hours.
Yes.
It's very absorbent.
Yes.
It's microfiber weave. It's Kevlar bulletproof.
There are a multitude of uses for this very expensive towel.
Ano yung conversion rate? 34?
Yeah.
So it's about 340
pesos.
Yeah. 340 pesos.
And you can have that shit printed for cheap back home.
Hey, it still looks cool.
But it's very motivational.
Yes, like you roll it up, and if your friend's feeling down, just walk up to him or her and say, dude.
Super emo nung promo niya sa dude.
Ay, oh, medyo pagod siya.
And he was stuttering a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's
kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Wouldn't be surprised if he just did, diba? Right?
Yeah. Or maybe he was selling. That was a hellacious fight with Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Better.
Kadiri pinakamahaba, obviously. It was like 25, 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Although, nung nag-promo siya sa Malaysia last year, medyo lively pa siya eh.
Sino kalaban niya nun?
Rollins.
Ooh. It's a nice match. Look at that match.
Cool. See that. Yung spot nila, yung final spot, is table match kasi. So, of the third turnbuckle, FF. Attitude adjustment to the buckle.
I love how you had to adjust. I love the commitment.
Yes.
Wait lang. So, 7 matches diba tonight?
Mm.
And no heel one?
Yep.
No heel one.
Except Nikki Bella is Nikki Bella. I hate how she had the inga parang face pa rin siya.
She's not a face.
Sobrang bullshit. Nikki versus Tamina. I'm gonna say this on the record because I actually know that it was Tamina, like her entrance theme. But like when you're there and you're seeing the entrance, tapos ang haba niya, dumo talaga Maria sa putang ina kanta talaga. It's really just her name.
Yes.
Yeah. It's and so dumb.
And it's so backwards.
And her Titantron.
Oh, yeah,
her name then.
No, I mean, there are shots of her doing her thing.
Yeah, pero it's like, in like, supers na malaki, they're like, may vignettes na pangalan nila na nabistake na scroll, Tamina.
And the fact that it's tribal beat. Sobrang backwards ass para sa akin na, where is the progressive nature that we
well, at least in the EDM, like, 90% of the Divas teams are all EDM.
Alicia Fox is EDM, yeah.
Party.
So, si Paige na lang ata hindi EDM.
Ganda ng song ni Paige.
Yeah.
Parang kita.
Yeah.
It was weird seeing Nikki come out nga as a heel. Tapos it was even weirder na ginamit niya yung solo video niya, which is totally heel, diba?
Yeah.
And then just because she's Nikki Bella, star of Total Divas, girlfriend ni John Cena. Yeah!
Probably had some Singapore loving.
I think that was you're a pretty girl pop. Parang ganun. You're the hottest one here pop.
Weird nga naman pa. Ba't nagpapang mata? I don't know why they like her.
Because she's female John Cena.
Because she sounds a little bit of cheat, man.
Yeah, well, that too, but still.
Female John Cena,
diba?
So, yeah,
weird. Weird, actually. I don't mind her as a face. I think you said that in kanina.
Yeah.
Diba? Na parang, okay lang naman maging face. But, so, just decide on a side. She's okay both sides.
Right.
Diba? Pero, pick one.
Yeah, kaya niya eh. And, like, you're gonna make her the standard bearer of the division anyway, like the face of the Divas division. You might as well commit to it and, you know.
Yeah, true.
Make her a face. Make Brie a face na rin while you're at it.
Still not believable for me. Sorry.
Nah, no, sila. Face sila.
Yep.
Talaga?
For me, kasi parang.
Yeah, they're, dun eh, para silang poppy girls eh.
The way they twirl when they, yung sa entrance sila.
Yeah.
Sarang yabang mo eh. It's not a face thing to do.
And yung loser, the L thing at the end, diba?
L thing at the forehead. Why would you do that after you won a match, diba?
Oh.
I think that was not a face
kind of thing. I don't know. Kahit siguro siya nahirapan yung match na yun. I wonder what happened. Someone's flight must have been delayed.
No, si Paige talaga was scheduled to compete. And like she was advertised to be in this show.
Pero
tough enough nga pala. So I guess somebody forgot na, oh wait, she's part of Tough Enough.
Pero yun nga yung nakita kong match list like yesterday, Naomi nakalagay. Which is heel, di ba?
Yeah, Naomi's heel also.
Weird.
Pero if you put them in a match against each other, it's weird. Kasi di ba sa Raw, parang si Naomi and Tamina were showing signs na parang they were kind of steering away from Team Bella.
Yeah. Gulo?
Oo, gulo.
Who's writing those storylines?
I'm not sure who's writing the Diva storylines, pero it's just as magulo as yung Matadores match versus Lucha Dragons.
Yeah.
Lucha Dragons were obviously faced, pero kanina kami ni Red, we were predicting like two different outcomes.
Okay.
Yung outcome na pinredict ni Red was Torito would cost the Matadores the match.
Okay.
Yung predicted outcome ko was that the Matadores would turn heel. Both things happened. So that was funny. It was a funny match, pero weird lang na it came right after a spot heavy match in Neville versus Fox.
Yeah, we're talking about like
Kofi.
Everything's slower after a Neville Kofi match.
Sobrang ganda lang tingnan yung offense ni Neville, no? Like in person.
Oh.
Neville and Balor, you see them in person.
Especially when Neville is naturally thinking.
Magandang like, it's a good modifier na if you describe things. Kasi kunwari, if you're discussing like moves of Neville, ganda ng moves of Neville in person. that's like a title that you wave in front of everyone. So let's see, Hub, he saw him twice.
Yeah.
In person.
In person. I also saw Sami Zayn.
In person. Oh shit. The Blue Thunder Bomb.
That bro, ginawa niya. The most spot set up from TakeOver.
Well, we can say the same thing now about seeing Kevin Owens live.
Yeah.
Pretty much did everything that we see on TV.
Yeah,
so, ang hindi lang niya nagawa na nakita natin is the package pile driver tease.
Yung package pile driver na sides lang.
he hit the cannonball.
Almost twice.
He did that thing from the top rope. Na hindi ko ma. I want to ask you guys if alam niyo that move where parang AA from the top rope.
It's a superplex counter.
Superplex dapat is Cena's in superplex position.
But instead of him lifting Owens, Owens lifts Cena. Tapos side. It's a back bump from Cena, I think. Tapos side bump din kay Owens. Owens likes to land on his side. It's so weird. Parang hindi pa nakaka-injure yun. Actually, that's a shoulder pop right there.
It was fun. Para sa akin, pinaka-fun na match in terms of chance. Yung napasigaw talaga ako. So, obviously, Cena Owens. Mm. Kasi passionate ako. Yeah, fight Owens, fight. Diba? Tapos, ang sayang gaguhin ng mga bata. Mm. Kasi there were the kid was right in front of us. Like, siguro parang diagonal lang to us.
It's like here. It's like parang 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Oo. Oh, okay. So, sagutan talaga. Tapos yung nasa likod namin, ganun din, let's go Cena din. So, may Cena sucks.
Tapos yung babae, kinikilig kay Cena sa
labi. yeah, mayroong babae sa
natin. She's like an auntie. You know, like a Singaporean.
Oh
my God,
mga
40, 50
years old.
Hindi naman, mga late 30s. Late 30s.
Ah, okay.
Sabi ko kay Red, uy, si ate kinikilig.
Santo, ate yung talagang tamang term for
talaga
siya. Okay. Oh, tapos yung nga, nakakatawa. I guess the best part about having the kids there was the fact na pinapatulan nila yung mga hirit.
Yes. And it's actually always part of the fun factor watching as an adult.
Fight.
Kasi last time yung nandun sila sa SmackDown sa Manila, we had like a Jeff Hardy kid sa harapan. Mm. And Jeff Hardy, CM Punk yung main event.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tapos Jeff Hardy yung nasa harapan, naka-face paint pa and everything. What? With like the sleeve. Lahat yung kompleto.
Oh, wow.
Tapos sinisigaw namin, ooh, Jeff Hardy nagda-drugs yan. CM Punk malinis.
And the ironic thing is, you're cheering for the good guy who takes drugs.
Yeah, it's weird. That was
and then
weird.
The heel one pa dun, yung main event na yun. Roll up yun eh.
Yeah.
Oh, so legit.
A weird lang na finish for me, like a main event na naging DQ. Parang first time ko lang ata.
Yes, we were talking about that.
Yeah. Parang yung sabi ni Red na it goes to show how WWE is actually protecting Kevin Owens.
Oh, even in live events, diba?
I mean, once pala siya natatalo, diba?
Yeah.
Against him.
Ever.
Oh.
The closest loss he has is a draw.
Right. And yung DQs. Neville. But like nobody cares about DQs.
Oh, yeah. DQs walang pake. So he's never been pinned.
Actually, yung,
nor submitted.
Oh, yung laban nila with ano kay Samoa Joe, there was like no contest.
No contest. No contest. Right. Wow. It was amazing. It was surprising in a good way. No? Mm. Even in a house show, they would go to that extent of preserving Owens' credibility.
True.
Or they could just be protecting the battleground outcome.
Pwede. Right.
Because in a way, it looked kind of like their second match sa dulo.
Oh.
Except that si Kevin Owens did a moonsault of the second rope instead of jumping to the third rope, diba?
Oh, tumalun lang siya directly.
It was like a BME kind of thing. Si Daniels yung gumagawa ng before. But Owens does it more complicated.
Yung maganda sa moonsault na yun, napaka-fluid din yung motion niya. And I'm gonna be using the word fluid a lot. Ang smooth lang talaga, he hopped over Cena, right on the second rope, and then hindi siya
mabuelo. Yeah, it's like one motion. And then, so, galing, no?
Even when he did the mimic John Cena's moves, ang bilis, ang swabe nung five knuckle shuffle, boom!
And like, I've never taken this much pleasure in watching a fat guy move.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
It just brought me so much joy.
Fat people move. It's like, I don't know, parang, you see my cover photo, diba?
Yeah. I just hate, from the main event, as cool of a match as it was, I just hate na yung may mga taong na chant na, you can't wrestle, and CM Punk.
And the CM Punk chant, that was so off.
Really? Very disrespectful. CM Punk
chant. No, it was disrespectful.
Why?
CM Punk had nothing to do with anybody on the roster.
Why? He's gone. He's been gone for like a year.
Parang it's a tawag dun. What do you call it? It's more of a smarky demand.
Right.
It's more of.
It's not actually a diss, I think.
I would consider it a diss because the CM Punk chant has been broken out whenever people are bored. So to chant CM Punk means you're bored because you don't even care to recognize the people who are actually wrestling that match.
I think the most disrespectful one was the one who was chanting boring.
Yeah, that's another one.
I did not hear that.
Matadores, which was actually the worst match in the card.
But don't call it boring, diba?
Yeah,
napigun ako because for me, it says na ang spoiled ng crowd. Like, I don't wanna diss the country, pero lumalabas ang spoiled ng crowd na, okay, dumating yung WWE dito, and you have the right to say boring. I flew here. Mm. I'm taking a full day, and yeah. I'm not sleeping because I wanna watch this shit. Mm. So the last thing I wanna do is to diss the product and call it boring.
That's true. Right.
So, diba, it's disrespectful to them, to the workers. It's disrespectful to me because I'm not from here and I made an effort to
come. Kasi, like, you get wrestle chant could be something na nakikiuso lang sila. It has become a scene. It's like, it has become an anti-Cena chant for the longest time. Kahit, doesn't really mean anything. I mean, kahit hindi naman talaga, it's not being used properly.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? So, it has become this parang attachment lang kay Cena. Parang, alam ko yung mga ibang nakikisina sucks. It's just nakikiuso na lang.
Yeah.
They don't really know why people hate John Cena. Diba? I doubt they're as in-depth. But, I mean, siguro some of them, or a lot of them actually. Pero, that Cena hate thing has been going on for a long time.
I want to bring up lang yun.
To the point na, sobrang astig na pag kumakapi ka kay Cena.
Never give up.
I'm unraveling my never give up towel. It's not a video.
Oh, yeah, I know. But we're rationalizing this $10 towel, so fuck it, man.
Oh, Red's wearing a Kevin Owens t-shirt, and then right after Cena's promo, he was yelling, "Yeah, never give up!" Turncoat. Tapos yung mga bata, they were like, "Yeah, never give up!" Like, thumbs up and shit. And yung part sobrang nag-enjoy ako was when Cena had Owens in the STF. And I was yelling, "Never give up, Owens!"
That was good. That was good. Lalo na nang hindi talaga siya nag-give up.
Oh.
In your face, kid.
yung bata, "Fat Owens, fat!"
Best chant. That's the best chant.
Best chant.
For me. Best sa galit siya. He is really moving.
How young was
kasi,
he?
Oh, he was a kid.
Like 9, 10 years old? Nine at
kuya
the most.
Siya. Nine at the most, probably.
Yung kuya niya, Mark, did.
They were all Marks. Tapos parang nung nagpa-fight Owens fight nila, galit na galit siya. He wasn't chanting to the ring. He was chanting on around. Na parang tinitigan niya, huwag niya yung stand, huwag niya yung mga nasa sa likod.
Eh kami pa yung sobrang vocal talaga. Na pro-Owens dun sa section na yun. Meron pang ano, best rant naman, best rant. Outside the arena. "Can you believe this? I can't believe it. I hear it. You don't know who Kevin Owens is? What kind of fan are you?"
Nothing like an angry smart at the end of the day.
"You don't know who Kevin Owens is?"
"Can't believe this, bro. I think you exaggerate na natin. Hindi madagdag na yung mannerisms. You know what I heard?
"Come on, you don't know who Kevin Owens is?"
Kevin Owens.
"You don't know?"
He has no space in Singapore. Kevin Owens is not. Wala siyang space dito. Good.
Wait, have I shown you guys a ticket? Like, my ticket?
I'm keen.
I saw it, man. Pero, yeah. I should show up.
Yeah, I should show you guys like the ticket. So I got to go to the meet and greet, and I was totally expecting that I'd get to meet and greet the Bellas. There was only one Bella. I didn't get to meet her either. So instead,
nice.
I got to meet King Barrett and Kane,
nice.
And they signed my ticket.
Nice.
So yeah, may ano pa? Iba-iba pa sila ng Sharpie, so like, you can tell which one is which.
Record in SGP post Singapore thing.
Yeah, this is it.
That's it. You this is the. Hear that?
We're gonna include this.
Well,
shit,
this is literally post.
This is literally post the Singapore episode, so you know.
WB?
Wade B.
Wade B.
Parang boy band, diba? Boy band member. Wade B.
Kane. How does Kane sign this shit?
Wala. It's like a D or like a K.
Parang may twirl yung Kane.
Parang tao naman yung Kane pag malaki.
Tapos si Jeff Kila kita.
See that?
Sana Glenn Jacobs na lang isulat na.
Senator Glenn Jacobs.
JG.
Diba parang insurance? IGG pa na siya. He has an insurance company.
Parang real estate ba or something?
Real estate insurance.
One of those like adult businesses.
Sobrang corporate. They have like a local ad. Glenn Jacobs Realty. Parang ganun.
You know, like the one regret I have from kanina is the fact na hindi ko talaga nasabi na I came from the Philippines to see you guys.
I think they would have stood up and appreciated that. People love that shit. When you actually invest more than the rest of the people.
Right.
That's what you're saying when you say, "Hey, I'm a better fan because I spend more money on you guys."
I flew in.
For this day. Just for you guys.
Yes, exactly.
I don't give a shit about the food. I don't give a shit about anything.
I'm going to go back to work tomorrow morning. Are you?
Afternoon.
Still, tomorrow.
And I'm going to be telling the same damn story.
Right.
Sayang. Like, all I could say was, all hail King Barrett.
It's good enough.
And I love your shirt.
It's still good enough.
I guess. But natuwa siya. Like, Barrett actually smiled when I said that. He had his crown, dude. So he came in, he was dressed up in civilian attire, yung t-shirt niya na pula, saksu that the king of bad news, and he had jeans. So puta hawak niya yung crown. Natawa ako doon, so parang, that's commitment.
Okay.
He may not carry the scepter and the robe, di ba?
Right.
But hawak niya yung crown.
I think he has to.
Yeah.
It's like, parang, you have to hold the briefcase, you have to hold your titles.
It's your official accessory for whatever.
Sabi nga ni Punk, di ba, si Seth Rollins, I saw like a weird Seth Rollins interview na parang kakaligo niya lang. Parang, in-interview siya outside the arena. And parang ang mga tanong sa kanya is parang, does it feel good that you're finally rid of the briefcase? From yeah, what did you put in those? Oh, you know, my tights.
Random things.
Wait, we haven't talked about Barrett versus Balor, because I thought that was a fun match. Especially the fact that it was a surprise to most people na si Balor pala yung kalaban niya, no?
Okay. And most King people Balor. Didn't know who, well, at least in my section, didn't know who Balor was.
It's a crying shame.
Yo, so parang ako lang nulumas yung miss. Wow! Yes! Yung matawa parang.
Heartbeat pa lang, yung nagmamark out mga kamustan.
Yeah. And there is no better feeling than doing the entrance along with everyone else.
Yes. So, I didn't, parang, I know that there's always like, yung pinag-usapan na nag-promo yung isang guy and kunwari may ginawa to. The people who does the promos, yung mga heel promos sa mga house shows sa Asia, it's always special. Like I heard before, sa China, Stardust, or I think he was Cody or whatever, he did a promo in Mandarin.
What? Nice.
Wow.
Tapos, Carlito dito, Jericho dito, they have like deep Filipino references, si Kennedy, Tagalog. Si Barrett napaka-generic eh. Like,
yeah.
I'm a king, you're just peasants, I'm the king
of
the world.
He did say that, he put that in.
He called them the putrid scum of Singapore.
Yeah.
And that's what he called the crowd. And like, I'm not from Singapore.
Yes.
And I'm not Singaporean, so I'm like, eh. Pero generic, that was disappointing. Oh.
I remember, what did you say, si Kennedy? The first thing he said was,
Tahimik.
Tahimik.
Yeah. I was there. Wow. I was there at that show. That was brilliant, yeah, on Kennedy's part.
Research, bro.
Yeah. He committed.
Si Foley nagsabi na, mahal kita, mahal ko kayo.
Cheap up.
That's
his thing, di ba?
Parang people love that. Pag kahit sinong singer magtagalog, magwawala na yung mga tao.
Oh.
Embarrassed ko rin. I'm hating on him, probably. I don't know.
He lost anyway. Still.
Yeah, that's true.
No, come on. Barrett's still my guy. Teka. Question. You guys were at the 09 SmackDown show. Eh? And I was at the 206 shows on Raw and SmackDown. So I know Kane was in neither show. Was he in the 09 show?
No, he wasn't.
So first time namin makita si Kane.
He was tagging with Big Show dapat na yun.
But has Kane ever been to Asia prior to this tour?
Parang di
ba? I'm not sure. Wala.
Big Show was there.
Interesting. Kasi that would make this, if ever, his first trip to Asia. His first
baka
match.
Japan, I'm sure Japan nakapunta na yung mga yun.
First trip to Southeast Asia.
Maybe. Kasi ang lakas ng ovation for Kane.
Oh,
yeah.
It was unlikely because it's Kane.
Oh.
Parang like, for some people, sawa na yung mga tao. But like US, because they're spoiled.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sawa na sila kay Kane. Pero tayo na dito, the minute Kane's music dropped, shit, tumayo yung mga tao.
Oh.
There was a genuine sense
of
excitement.
Wala si Kane before, ever. Mm. I think, pati yung Shawn Michaels never made his
way. Yeah, you know, it has to.
Maganda yung match ni na Kane and Ziggler. But my only problem with that was, logically, si Ziggler, he went through a choke slam through a table.
Mm.
And he kicked out. Whereas all it took to defeat Kane was to literally shove him towards a table, which barely broke.
Right.
A super kick and a zigzag.
That's parang three medium effect finishes. That would amount to a pinfall on non-demon
king.
So, ang daming factors ng psychology niya.
Nakakagago siya kasi parang lumabas na sobrang hina ni Kane relative to Ziggler when it should be the other way around in the first place.
They should have done a slow cover na lang siguro. But then again, Ziggler's face. So, he's like the all-heart type of guy there. So he needed that. It's a house show, so they won't do that naman nila.
Sure.
In things.
Why can't we turn our smart brains off, eh? Because we talked about that coming in red, like from our seats, like right after. Pang.
He kicked out? Yeah, unang tanong.
Wait, yun na yun?
Gulat nga ako na he kicked out of the chokes lang.
Yeah.
Because at that time, we were expecting a heel to win. Because we thought si Barrett yata would... We thought Barrett would win over Balor.
I was surprised that Barrett put Balor over.
And did the whole combo pa uncorrupted with the drop kicks and the...
Until the coup de grace.
Weird lang coup de grace na from the outside, di ba? Hingi na. Pinasok na to.
Yes.
Binalik niya pa towards the ring and then...
No, binalik pa niya. After weird diving from the outside.
Kasi di ba, he did a plancha. Was that a plancha that he did?
Oh yeah, he flew...
flew over the top rope.
After noon, threw him back inside and did the coup de grace. Though, I love the fact na ginawa niya sling blade. It's like, what?
Yes.
Ganda, no? Ganda in person.
Hingitan mo lang sa TV or streaming.
Walang Bloody Sunday, though. There was Pele kick.
Yeah, there was a Pele kick. That Pele kick literally came out of nowhere. Came from out of nowhere.
Saka yung una niyang sipa kay ano. Putsa,
puro lakas nun.
Sa leeg eh. I don't know if he slapped his thigh. Pero if he didn't, sobrang kickpad yun, man.
No, it's like all kickpad word. Barrett was perched up on the top rope, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
Tapos, it was a jumping kick from Balor.
Yeah.
Right to the temple yun eh.
Oh.
Puta, lakas.
Yeah. It hit the, parang, I think, sinlap niya yung thigh. I think that should have hurt more kung ano. But then again, patak naman yung mga yun. They could take like strikes to the ano.
Oh, tough enough sila.
Yeah.
Well, yung Singapore crowd, I mean, Hub, you've seen the Malaysia show, you've right. seen the Philippine shows. Like, how will you compare the Singapore crowd to the Malaysia crowd or the Philippine crowd?
Yung Malaysian crowd didn't have their own inside joke cheers.
Okay.
Chance pala, sorry.
Yeah.
Singapore had one, and we don't know. I didn't know who they were chanting for.
And this is not Princess Barrett.
I thought it was Princess Devitt.
Kala ko Prince Devitt, like Japanese style.
Like, why would you diss Devitt? Hindi na siya Devitt. Pala Barrett. Pala okay.
Princess Barrett, and like it took me a while to get it. And then sabi ko that Barrett's Princess Barrett. Like,
no, you figured it out.
Oh nga, yeah. It took me a while to figure it out. Then I told you.
Ako talaga parang, whatever, it's probably some Singaporean, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. There's this one, they chanted one, a name or something.
Hindi ko rin maano.
Oh, and according to my, ano, parang, my Singaporean stranger friend.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk to, right, there's like some Singaporean figure or, like, I don't know.
You could hear the accent, like, instead of saying, let's go, yeah, 1, 2, 3. Or instead of saying, let's go Ziggler,
yeah.
Let's go Ziggler.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point, I would say that the Malaysian crowd has a more neutral accent.
Wow.
You can understand them clearer.
But is the Singaporean crowd more respectful? Is it more disrespectful? Is it more game? More corny? Relative to the other crowds. Because Red made a good point earlier when we were talking sa seats na. The Pinoy crowd is very, very kalog. Like malakas mang gago ang Pinoy crowd. Right? Like I'll give you an example. You know, when Kane and Ziggler came out for a viewer's choice match, the choices were singles and fucking Singapore street fight, which obviously people would pop for the latter, diba? And then when Ziggler brought out yung winner of the contest, Red was yelling triple threat and nobody would fucking catch on.
Yeah. No.
But if we were in the Philippines, puta, people would be chanting triple threat.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think Malaysia would be the more neutral one. They could, parang sila yung pinaka-close to the US, whatever you hear in the States, that's what they would do.
Uh-huh.
Singapore, yeah, tayo, kalog tayo. Parang every time na, two heads would come near, parang, kiss.
Yeah.
You see that in PWR.
They won't do that here. So, Singapore, I think they have, you know, their own thing, their own attitude na parang, they would
I'll just go ahead and say it. I think they're just more uptight than we are. I mean, you know, beer here is more expensive, way more expensive. 16 Singaporean dollars for a pint, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Diba? And that's happy hour.
Happy
hour. Hindi, free yung beer ko din.
So still, diba? Mahal.
I was thinking about chance that I heard kanina. And like, which crowd?
Wala nga holy shit. Eh.
Oh, yeah, that's
walang
true.
Holy shit. That, I mean, that's how uptight there, or not sorry uptight,
reserved.
Thank you.
No, because there were like security, like, you know, roaming around and then like telling people to, like, oh, don't record or whatever.
Don't record, but I don't think they can stop a show if, like, the whole 9,000 there were screaming, holy shit.
Yeah.
Did 9,000 yun, the crowd earlier?
Yeah.
The more 15, you know.
Sold out. Then.
It's like parang Mall of Asia size.
Mall of Asia is like 13,000. In the 20,000 range.
No, man.
I would just
go to 15 at the most.
Because Araneta is like in the 17,000-18,000 range. Eh?
No, dude. Araneta is 25.
Talaga?
Yeah. It's like one of the biggest indoor arenas in the world before.
Counting yung Jeddah.
Yeah. Parang ang record niya was recently broken yata for a Ginebra Pure Foods match.
Now I remember what I was gonna say. That kid who Dolph Ziggler brought out was a contest winner.
Right.
He didn't get booed. He didn't get shit. But like when I won that contest for WWFX, people booed me right out of the arena, which I enjoyed. Pero diba, it goes to show you those little differences that make a huge difference.
Right. I was booing in my
WWFX. The crowd made that show fun because some of the matches, parang they didn't really want to work. But I feel like they didn't want to get. I didn't want to be there, but
I wouldn't be surprised because it was a small crowd. Eh.
Yeah.
Oh. For a big arena like Araneta,
it
drew 5,000.
Yeah.
To the point that some people, I think, were... Sila na nagsasabi, bababa na lang ako. Pero yung mga organizers pa yung adapt na, no. You stay where you paid. It's pretty stupid.
Yeah, sana ka pinababa na lang yung
Araneta. Well, the fact na nung nag-hardcore match sila Carlito and...
Snitsky,
diba? They went around the empty, half-empty... arena. That's pretty cool though.
Well, I thought Cesaro was going to take it to the crowd.
I thought so too. Cesaro was fun. Like, I had fun doing his pumps.
Right.
That
everywhere.
The yeah.
Ang ganda nung ano niya, isang spot dun yung parang, ano siya, and parang nag, ano yan, he flew, ano parang, he jumped to the middle of the rope, and then, nag-twirl, and then, uppercut. And
yes. Yeah. Like ano? A springboard twirling. Shoryuken.
European uppercut.
Ganda
nun.
Yeah.
In person.
And Cesaro was the only guy who won by submission.
Though may, tawag
true.
Very bad botch yung match nila.
Alin?
I think Big E slipped.
Hindi siya.
Through the ropes.
He didn't go out.
Kasi he pulled it down, diba? Tapos, parang ganun.
Napatid lang siya, kaya he went through instead of over. But otherwise, ang galing. I love the New Day in person. Like, there's something very fun about chanting, New Day sucks. And the way that they agitate a crowd is so engaging. Like, gusto mong maasar.
Sobra. Xavier Woods live. Yes, I've never rooted for him as much as today. Tsaka mas nakakatawa yung tron nila. Yung tron nila, if you see it, diba? Yung mga portions pala na nandun si Covins, may mga
quotes.
Inspirational quotes na lumalabas. Slap trip.
So, bupos sa mukha nila.
Sa mga ni Biggie, mukha talagang gago. Yung takbo nila, dude, pag tumatakbo sila around there, takbong mayaman.
Strutting.
Hindi, it's not strutting. It's like,
prancing.
There is no other way to call it other than takbong mayaman. And I learned this in UP.
Yeah.
Yung very haughty run.
Parang feel na feel.
Yeah, it's like, I'm exerting effort.
Yes,
burning calories.
Look at me. I am exerting effort.
Nakakatuwa. But yeah, like
pero yun, I think in Raw or SmackDown or whatever show they're on, I think they should focus then on the type of things like Xavier or Big E does outside of the ring.
Which they do naman every now and then. Like when Big E or Kofi face Neville, say Xavier was outside the ring, he was yelling shit like, Neville, I'm gonna call gravity on you.
Yeah.
Diba? So those little things. Is there a match we haven't talked about?
No. We're done with the Bellas. Bella.
Bella. Well, they're weird.
It was weird talaga na wala si Brie. I'm sorry. It's like I've always been Brie over Nikki, but Nikki has been growing on me in more ways than one. Sorry, I didn't get to
meet Nikki. She died in the womb.
Well, see, Eden was there, which surprised us because she hasn't been appearing on TV.
Yeah.
Sabi Red, aren't you supposed to be mourning?
Mourning for Dusty. Support the Stardust.
Oh,
now I remember.
Well, Dapat face na siya.
It was fun pag namamansin tayo ng mga tao because of their shirts.
Right.
Yes. Especially me, kasi wala akong hiya. And because I know I'm not gonna be here tomorrow.
Right.
So like, I saw a guy who's wearing the same Daniel Bryan Yes Movement t-shirt. And I was like, hey, nice shirt! Or yung mga naka NWO or Bullet Club t-shirt, I'd be like, too sweet, bro!
Yung ano, the NJPW shirt.
I don't know. There were multiple guys wearing NJPW shirts.
Yung like yours?
Mm-hmm. No, not like mine.
Yung parang lion yun, diba?
Meron isa solid red and then the logo. Okay. Meron isa New Japan mismo words, New Japan Pro Wrestling. There's another one wearing a shirt na sulat, Shinsuke Nakamura, King of Strong Style.
Nice.
Another one wearing a shirt like mine except it was black and white and not red and white. Okay. So iba-iba. There was a Rey Mysterio guy na gusto kong sigawan na Lucha Underground!
With the mask, right? And the belt?
And the belt. Ito po yung mga sinabi ko sa mga tao. So ano nung makagaguan yung mga ano eh, pag nakakita ko ng tao na may shirt na kapansin-pansin, parang yeah!
The guys behind us, nung wala ka pa,
oh.
They just met there.
Okay.
Ah, talaga?
Oh, cool. Parang, hey, what's your name again, man? Parang mga girls. Tapos pinag-uusapan, I thought they were really smarty, because they were talking about, and Cena, blah, blah, blah. So what's your favorite wrestler? Ganyan. Parang, one guy said Balor, and the other guy said parang, I think Sami Zayn or something like that. Pero ang weird na for you to be favorite, ang favorite mo is yung NXT 5.
Yeah.
Tapos they were Cena Marks.
Oh.
Diba? Same guys, they were Cena Marks. I was really surprised na hindi sila Fight the Hoods Fight guys.
What surprised me more now that you tell me this story is they're such smarks and yet they're such marks for Michael Cole.
Yeah, oh, yun din.
They were such marks for Michael Cole that they repeated lines like, oh my God, the Papa Powerbomb!
Yeah.
Down to the enunciation of certain things.
Like a Singaporean Michael Cole.
Yeah.
With an accent.
Oh, an accent.
Right.
It was annoying. It got annoying.
So, yung second point is, Marks really like them now. It's not just us.
Yeah.
So, Balor and Neville, their faces, diba? Oh.
Right.
So Marks really like them.
And people are chanting NXT.
Yeah. A lot of times.
This crowd was pretty smarky. To an extent, eh. Diba? They were chanting NXT.
I don't think NXT is ano na, smart territory.
Wala, no?
It's WWE, so it's ano na.
Kasi kino-co-op na rin nila, eh.
Oh.
Diba? The same way that they take the Yes Movement and they co-opted it into something that they can sell.
Galing.
Oh. Even without Brian.
Right.
Which is kind of sad.
Yes, chant kanina nakakalungkot.
Oh.
I wanted to be part of it because I've never been part of a Yes chant.
In person.
So I did it in person.
Live at
an actual authentic WWE event.
And not just at a Skinny Mike's party.
Yeah. We're the only people who hear us like, oh,
tayo na Skinny Mike's. Punta ka ba? Sabi
mo. Well, I'm still here, bro.
Oh, nga pala.
Ayaw, oh, shit.
I have a wedding to host that night.
Ah, shit. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm obviously gonna miss it.
Is it also a PWR event or SGC?
It's a collaboration between Skinny Mike and Smart Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That should be fun. But by the time you're listening to this, it will have come and gone.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much more that we can talk about, but I guess I'll be wrapping it up with Ro and with Raph back in the studio. Kasi medyo sinasaraduhan na kami sa mall.
Yeah.
So for Jeff who laughs, for Red, and for Hub.
$10 towel. Yeah.
And Stan, this is your Philippine correspondent from WWE in Singapore, signing out.
Woo! Thank you again for the report that you just published. This is the first time that we actually have actual reporting.
Yeah, and you motherfuckers.
Yeah,
just cannot say that enough.
Y'all motherfuckers.
Cannot stress that enough. Our jealousy that y'all have the money.
And the time.
Yeah, that, you know, just to go to Singapore just to watch a freaking WWE show. Red, I hope you have exorbitant phone bills after this.
For all of the data charges that you made for uploading all of your stuff on Instagram and keeping us up to date.
Fucker.
But thank you.
Love you.
We love you both. All three of you.
Yes.
To some degree, but we still hate you right now. So let's get into it.
Yeah, let's wrap this bad boy up
because it has been a horrible week in wrestling.
I want to say that, just, you know,
it hasn't been great. And it isn't the same without Stan. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, we do hold our own, but it's not the same.
Mm. No. The show is actually 100% wittier without him.
And we are horrible people for saying
that. Yeah.
So,
have you seen his reviews? Have you seen all the references he drops?
Fuck.
Jesus.
It's so upsetting.
If you are ever a Bakya fan of anything, you know, of local pop culture, that guy is for you.
If you love...
That's MarkHenry.ph.
That's MarkHenry.ph for you. So let's get into it. These are our Picks of the week. And we just made it the thing.
No, we've been doing that before. We just stopped doing it recently.
Yes, we have. So...
Whose fault is that anyway?
I don't know.
Is it Stan's?
I think it's Stan's.
Yeah. Fucker. taking away all the personality of the show.
Damn it, Stan. So... My pick of the week is a retroactive pick of the week because it just got uploaded to YouTube in all its glory.
Yeah, well, it counts because it went up this week.
And the match is Jake De Leon versus Chris Panzer, who just celebrated his birthday this week.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris Panzer. I hope you have all the crispy fried chicken you can have.
Crispy buttered fried chicken.
No, you don't get the joke. You fucker.
I know. I get the joke. It's that ad that has a guy who looks like Chris Panzer in it. But
buttered chicken is the fucking chicken and chops thing, man.
Which he does like as well.
Puppy.
So guys,
don't add to the metaphor.
I'm adding layers. Like
nobody wants layers.
Ogres like layers. Like onions. Because they have layers.
I don't like layers on a girl.
Like too Becky Lynch. Because she's also technically, you know, has the same accent as Shrek.
Anyway, moving on.
Why
do you like...
I like this match because it stole the show at Vendetta. It's the first time we get to see it recorded. And it's being brought to you for free. In all its glory. On the PWR YouTube page. And Facebook page. And I think we're featuring it on Smart Henry this week. Aren't we?
The match?
The match.
I think we are going to feature everything that's been uploaded once it's been uploaded.
Oh, then there you go. So
I think that's it, though. I think that match was the main event.
That match was the main event. I think that's the... Vendetta is up in its entirety. Good.
So if you need a go-to one-stop shop for all the videos, we will probably upload the whole thing. Not the whole thing, but, you know, the
links.
The embedded videos on Smart Henry pretty soon.
Yeah. So, Ro, your pick of the week.
And for my pick of the week, though, it's... NJPW and Access is back on Access on TV, and you can watch it wherever illegal streams can
be watched.
Yeah. So, from this weekend's episode, or from this Friday's episode of NJPW, I am choosing, because they're running matches from last year's G1 Climax, I am choosing... Shinsuke Nakamura versus Shibata.
This is a really good match, in my opinion.
It is fucking... Jesus Christ, have you seen them hit each other?
Yes.
Jeez, how do you...
It's strong style taken to 11.
I know. And as, you know, a wrestler in training, I'm trying to figure out how you do strong style without really breaking each other's teeth, even though I know Nakamura is wearing a mouth guard.
Not just teeth, your ribs. The ribs of
your jaw.
God damn it. It's like, it's scary enough to watch people really go strong style, the way that Ishii goes strong style, the way that Shibata goes strong style. No, but Nakamura, you forget, this guy can fucking go.
Nakamura is also, you know, he is slightly reckless, or he makes himself look reckless.
Dean Ambrose level reckless.
No, Dean Ambrose is safe, because the WWE style is safe. Nakamura is really reckless. He hits Bomaye head on. Full.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. How do Japanese wrestlers not lose teeth? Entire rows of teeth.
Well.
Is it what? How many glasses of milk do they drink?
I don't know. So, I guess that's going to do it for us.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for us for this week in wrestling. This has been...
No. Don't sign up yet. We have to do our usual plugs.
Oh, yes.
First of all, if you are looking for the SGP podcast, if you want to subscribe to us, please do, because it helps. It helps you. It helps me.
It honestly helps the podcast grow.
And it helps you because you get the podcast automatically delivered to whatever device you have, if you're on an iOS device.
Or if you're on an Android
phone.
All
you got to do is download a podcast app, preferably this podcast app I use. It's called Podcast Addict, because you can access the iTunes Store directory from that app.
Yes, and it simplifies all of our lives, gets us all of our favorite wrestling podcasts.
Automatically.
And without the hassle of actually having to go to Buzzsprout and listening to it there.
Yeah, you can say it's kind of, I know, it's kind of hard to listen to the podcast on your browser.
Yes.
Especially when we know it's a long podcast and you got to take it with you and you can't do it in one sitting. We get that.
That's why we're giving you all the help you can get now. Add us up on social media.
Yeah. For all of you, you are Caveman Camus on Twitter.
You are
Rose
War. War on Twitter.
And Mr. Stan C is at underscore Stan C.
And collectively,
you can follow him on Stan C Online. The new MMORPG out soon.
Shit.
No, I'm just kidding. No, he has a new profile. He has a new fan page called Stan. Simply called Stan C.
Simply Stan C.
No, yeah.
That sounds like an underwear line.
Yeah.
So
simply
wrong.
Simply Stan C.
God damn it.
All the jokes on Stan because he's not here.
Or add us up at the SGP podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have a social media page. Add us up on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And like Smark Henry on Facebook and Twitter.
As well as Philippine Wrestling Revolution.
Yes.
Because we are the home of PWR. Philippine Wrestling
We're just getting our taglines fucked up, aren't we?
Yes, we are, because Stan's not here, because he has this memorized, because he's the DJ of the group.
Yeah, he's the radio DJ of the group.
And he's the best at shilling.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that, for the SGP Podcast, this is the SGP Podcast. We out.
Peace!